Let's begin. We're up to Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah. We started yesterday Mishnah. We started yesterday Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis is the Kinei Moznaim Shel Sorokos Tamei Mibnei Unkiloyos. The measuring utensil of the Sorokos of the merchants.
No picture here. What's going on?
Page 230. What are you talking about? Page 230. Right over here is this big man, Mesa Zach. This is a big Zach. So you want to chaz the thing again?
Yeah,
the Kinei Moznaim Shel Sorokos Tamei because Unkiloyos, but that'll show the next page, next words, Bishal Balei Batim.
What's Unkiloyos mean?
Hooks, the hooks.
Because of the hook.
The metal hook. But Bishal Balabatim, with Balabatim, Em Yeshbay Unkiloyos Tamei. Only if it has an Unkiloyos is it Tamei. Now, what in the world is this? Let's take a look over here at the Rav Nochamal. Remember all the different parts. This is the scale,
yeah.
A doctor's scale with a weight.
Right.
There's two things hold different. There are two rings.
Right.
The piece of wood is made from metal. We have a ring that you hold it when you weigh something. We have a chain. Yeah. Chain has a metal hook. You attach wheat or wool or linen, whatever it is, into this thing, and you hold it and you weigh it, and then. Then when depending on where you put the weight, that's right. What tells you how much it weighs. If you push it over here, it means, you know, if you have to make a level and you have to pull the weight over here, it means it's very light. If you have to pull the weight all the way down over here, there are different marks, it tells you that it weighs more.
Right.
Like a scale today. Go to the doctor, chas v'shalom, well not chas v'shalom for good reasons. I mean, you make a bracha in the bracha, you make another bracha. You know the ma'aser of Igdon Miller, where
yeah.
Bracha made a bracha in the fat of water? And he said to him, make another bracha. I don't like how you made that bracha. Don't worry, Shalavatala, it's on me.
Okay.
He told him.
Okay.
You have to make the bracha with kavana.
Okay.
Vital. Let's see over here what it says. So you got the basic idea of the scales. So let's see over here what it says in the Rav. Okay. Let's see what it says over here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, Kinei Moznaim, Mishnah in the Rav. The Rav in page 230. Kinei Moznaim, Shel Sorokos, Sorokos, Semapish. What Sorokos means, I told you a merchant, not a merchant. Sorokos means people who comb.
Yeah.
People who comb wool and linen. And they sell wool and linen by weight, the weight of a liter. You want to sell, you have a long stick, a ganzer stick, a hard, big, like a baseball bat. Okay, we have here this ring in the center. And we have the unkiloyosh, a barzel, and we have hooks, a barzel, tluyin milamata, that are hanging below. Bishal shela suspended on a chain. Asuyin kamin vavin, made like hooks. Vidashem kifufin milamalon, and the top of the hook is bent upwards. Viyesh lo isamakal tabas, sacheres, and on this makal there's another ring. Shema halachas alpnei kol makal, v'in yocholotzis men. There's another ring which cannot slide off. And attach that tabas to weight. When you want to come to weight, wool or linen, you thrust the hook into the container. You take hold of the tabas is on top, you hold it in the ear. The ring which has the piece of metal, tolui, that is suspended, but you distance it from the tabas which you hold it, and weighs that on the corner, until it becomes straight, until it's exactly level. According to the distance of the tabas, it becomes known. Wait, are you with me on this?
Yeah, it's funny.
The weight.
He's out of the ordinary. He's very long.
Okay.
You're giving a very long explanation.
Yivada on the makel ad kan litra achas ad kan asar until 10 ad kan nea. Vezenikra peles. This device is called a peles. B'loshon mikra kidachsiv, like it says, v'shokal ba'peles horim. When Hashem created the world, Hashem weighed with the scale of the mountains. You go down, you drive down Route 17, and you think you see a big mountain, you think, ah, this just got hit by accident. Nothing happened by accident. Hashem put this mountain here with precision.
Kilo Kadosh Baruch Hu, he weighed the mountain on a scale, the exact size.
Beautiful.
When he put that mountain there, Peles Umozne Mishpat Hashem, scales and Umozne Mishpat La Hashem. Another pasuk. Okay, Vishel Umozne Mishpat La Hashem. Peles is the fulcrum. The fulcrum of Peles is the what part is the Peles? I'm not sure. Okay, we're using the scale, fine. Whatever it is, the scale. Okay, Vishal Balabatim, Baita. Next Rav.
No,
the Peles, the whole thing. The Peles Pasha means the whole thing. Peles means the Gantazach. The Peles is the Gantazach. So we know what the whole thing. We have incredible. If not for this picnic, so we don't have a clue what's going on. Okay, then Baita and the Rav. Vishal Balabatim, Ein Regilim Losses by Unkiloyosh, Shehein Oysam Havoyin. They don't. Havavim means hooks. Havavim, oisin havavim. Coming up soon in a few weeks. Parshas Truma. The vavim hamudim, the hooks. Okay, what are the unkloyes? Are the vavim shetoychem b'sak lehalay? So they don't balabatim. Don't bother with it. El beloy unkloyes without hooks. Koshim b'chevel. They tie the material, the raw material, to a with a string, with a string. Don't make any mistake about it. Make sure you eat a lamed. If you don't eat a lamed, then you're out of the game. It's unkiloyos mit a lamed. Okay, and don't be gurus without a lamed. Okay, so that's the bottom. Let's look at all the captions now. Let's look at all the captions. Let's go back to the previous page, page 295. In page 295 it says, Tabas. Sorokos, combers, people who comb wool and linen. Tame benibikus unkoloyos. Tabas, a ring. Shetuluya berosh akana, a ring that's suspended berosh akana kolaymar bechelko he'elyon be'emsa in the center. Uchsheroitz alishkol, when you want to weigh. Oicheiz betabas, when you want to weigh, you hold on, you grab onto this ring. Es hamoznayim ba'avir, the scale in the ear. Okay, then we see on the right side this big box. This is a tabas. There's a ring. Shaboy osa barzel. Shaboy, in that ring is thrust, is attached an eshes. Eshes is the ore of barzel. Shemarchiga oimar mekarva, which you distance or you draw near. Litabas, to a ring. Shabeem sahakone, that's in the center of the kone. Kidei la'azen is a mishkol hatsemer. In order, la'azen is mishkol hatsemer. In order, la'azein es mishkol hatzemer. In order to la'azein means to weigh. In order to weigh moznayim is a scale. Es mishkol hatzemer, the weight of the wool. Okay, on the left side we have a shalsheles mateches. We have a metal chain. Uveroisha unkol mateches, and the tip is a hook. Is a metal hook. Okay, then uboy, and then we have suspended sack uboy tzemet v'toldo asak b'unkol, and you hang the sack on the hook. Okay, and then at the very bottom it says, what does it say at the very bottom? Moznayim shel sorokos asuyim b'pshutik li'etz. Okay, the kone is made from wood. Umateches, the hook is made from metal. Ukliha also meets matechas, a utensil that's made from wood and from metal. Yesh lechas b'achar ikar oisa hamalacha. Uva moznayim, when it comes to a scale, ikar oisa hamalacha. Who ha uncalled ikar malacha is the hook. Ulchein therefore kol akli dinik akli matechas. The entire scale is called metal. Shemekabel toma chazoin ish. Kalim simen tezvav. Now the next page it talks about the balabatim. Shabalabatim page picture 296. Picture 296. Shel balei batim, toilem boyas atzemer beli shel sheles. There is no hook. Notice, there's no hook. There's no hook and there's no chain.
Yes.
So there's no metal. This will pass through a metal detector.
Very good.
There's no metal here. Shel balei batim, toilem boyas atzemer beli shel sheles. When kovaharim zeh pshutik liets, she'enu kamul tuma. V'im chiyu boy shel sheles. If you would detach a shel sheles, say a chain, the unkol harim zeh kamul tuma.
Can the Mishnah Chroina, he asked the Kasha, why don't we say this metal should be significant enough in order to make this into a Kli that Kli is metal?
Wow.
He asked the Kasha, but he doesn't give an answer, at least not on this page. But that's not the Ikka part, is the part that's holding. If we have two different Zach, we have over here the so we know what he means now. The Kneim Azam Shel Sarokoist, people who comb wool, Tame Bimne Un Kilois because of the hooks, Vishal Balavatim, Im Yeshba Un Kolos, Tame, fine. Okay, now. If it has hooks, Balabatim, if it has hooks, yeah, but if not, now. But since over here they don't have hooks, maybe this picture is going to be tar.
Okay. Go ahead.
Right, the next part of the Mishnah. Un Kili Shel Ka Tofin, Porter. Here is this guy. You see this guy?
Mm-hmm.
He has a moat, eights, a piece of wood, and he has an unkum atachas, and there are two hooks. He's a porter. He's carrying things on his shoulder.
Mm.
And the way he carries on his shoulder,
it's a
schlepper. So he has over there a piece of wood, and attached to the piece of wood are two metal hooks. You see the hooks? Two hooks.
So he's holding something else, not wood.
Whatever he's holding, but in India there are two hooks.
Yeah.
You see there's a hook? There's a hook. Those are metal hooks. So it says over here, Tahira. Why is it Tahira? Let's see, picture two, pictures. Let's see the Rav. Unkuli shel kaposin, eights. Oruch, ke'ein mot, a long wood like an oar. He's going sailing. You're going on a boat. You need a long piece of wood, a plank. Shakatov, the porter. Maniach al kasefa, yvitoilaboy shnei kosh sakim. He suspends on the end of this and this pole two different sakim. Echol lefanav yechol me'achav. One in front, one in the back. Bishnei unkiloyosh lebarzel. And there are two hooks of metal which are supporting these two packs, these two ends. Hatechuvos b'moit shel shnei katzes, the two ends. So what is halacha tohara? Why is it tohara? Doesn't tell us why is it tohara. Let's go vaita. The shell roichlin, a roichel, that's picture 298. Picture 298? Tis tamea, why is that tamea? Meichwe besamim, vitamruke noshim. A roichel peller sells spices and sells tamruke noshim, perfume for women. Tamea, the neshiyeshla beskibel. What is a beskibel? What is that?
You said he's stuck when you have a base kibble.
Okay, so let's go see over here back to picture 297.
Wait, a sack doesn't have a base kibble? A sack also has a base kibble.
Well, let's go to picture 297 and let's see what it says in the caption. Let us see what it says. Might shall kaposin who kli also should kli. It's fine. Umimatechas, they're hooks, they're metal hooks. So what's your first suggestion that it should be tummy? Because we just finished on this and it's a combination of metal and wood is tummy. And that's hooks, so l'chayra. Uvukli ha'osu imi eitzvatechas, yesh lachzach ha'ikar, ay samalacha, oh. So we should go, this ulacha. So what do we do when it came to the scale? When it came to the scale, the ikum ulacha was the hook. So here he tells us the yisayid, mordek yisayid. Umoit shel kasofin. The moit shel kasofin. Ikur oisim lachuhua moit. Shuhanoise asasakim. Varezeb shute kliyech enem kabel tumma. Mordek yisayid. You hear what he's saying?
Yeah.
Because even though it's taka true that this moit has metal and wood,
yeah.
And we just learned before we have metal and wood, so we go bust the ikum ulacha. So when it came to a scale, scale, so what's the balacha is the hook.
Right.
Because you're wanting to weigh. The weigh is the hook. You're just using this as a means.
Right.
Here, it's metal and it's wood. The ikum awesome balacha is the... Mm. The ikum balacha is the wood. Mm. Why is the ikum balacha wood? Because you're not weighing it, you are transporting it.
Correct.
Mela, even though it's metal and wood, the ikum balacha is the wood. Mela is going to be tahar.
Right. Read the caption?
We just read the caption.
Yes,
just read it. Now, let's go to the other picture. 298 is a big caption over here. This is more complicated. Picture 298.
Yeah.
Let's see what's in the right side. The right side. Unkul shel roichlim, a hook of unkul shel roichlim, shem acharav on the back, kli kibul shabo sham. It's a kli kibble. Shaboshan ruchel masuik the lahachbid ulazin es mishkal, which he weighs in order as mishkal hateva shem lefonim. Ah, lechachon hareiz a kli kibble mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda ain a kli kibble chol v'nasa l'shtam mishpoik a kli kibble ve'ain a mekabel tuma. So you see the left side. The left side is
so
unkli.
So what did he say? It's a bunch of words.
You see over this box.
On the right.
Okay, let's.
So you want to do the left side?
Let's get a better picture of what's going on. Let's get a. Oh, he fell down.
He fell.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's see the left side. Unkali shel roichlem. Shem on the left side. Shem alafan of teva shabbat. There's a box. Teva shabbat shem ha sam haroichel es mar kulasai. The merchant stores his merchandise. The yesh la beis kibul v'harehi b'fnei atzma kli kibul shem makabel tuma. It's a kli that's makabel tuma. Okay, let's see what's in the bottom. Kesham boit v'unkali mukhubadim, when the moat and the unkali and the hook is attached. Hakol akol makabel tuma lechachamim. Why? Mibnei because. Mibnei shnei klei akil, because of the two utensils. Okay. This is a klei kibul. This, let's see. What about this? Also klei kibul, right?
Okay.
It doesn't want to say. I don't know why. Let's see. Ulav shalafan lachaver lav Yehuda mibnei klei kibul shalafan. According to Yehuda, according to the Chacham Mitzam, because of the one in the front and the one in the back. According to Yehuda, mibnei klei kibul shalafan. Only the one in the front counts. The one in the back does not count. Because there's only a counterbalance. Even though you can always.
That's a kli kibble.
But you fill it, you use like water. You fill it up with water to weigh it down.
Right.
But how much water do you put inside?
How much you need on the left?
On the other side. So it's only a counterbalance. So even though it's taka kli kibble, it's not meant to be a kli kibble. Its function is to just serve as a counterbalance. So it does not count as a kli kibble. A kli kibble means you actually want to store something there. I don't want to store any water over here. I'm just putting something over here in that side a certain weight in order to counterbalance the weight of what's in front of me. So according to only this when it's a shenifik, when it's a detached. Shabbes a kibble shalafan and makabel tuma. The base kibble in the front of makabel tuma does akol. Ubeis kibble shalacharav. Then lachachame makabel tuma. Urabbi Yehuda ain't a makabel tuma. Okay, so now what's the bottom line over here? The bottom line over here is. What?
This one has no hooks at all.
This one has no. Does it?
I don't know. I don't see any hooks.
You don't need hooks, but these are. It's better than hooks because these things themselves are clay kibble. The shel roichlim tameya. Rabbi Yehuda imer shel roichlim. I know. According to Rabbi Yehuda, both this and this are tameya. Why? When you put it down, why is it?
How about the piece of wood?
Piece of wood is only tummy when it's when it's in use. When it's in use, let's see. We'll come back. Rabbi Yehuda Meir shel roichlim. No, I disagree. Shel afanav, the box in front
we
is.
We disagree. There's no machlokes here.
There is machlokes.
Shel roichlim tummy. I mean, shel roichlim tummy. Who's this? The Tanakama, obviously.
You know, right? Everyone. What? When is you? When it's everything is attached. That's what the Rav says. It's in the picture. When the back and the front are attached,
everybody
everyone agrees it's tummy. Holding is tummy.
Including the piece of wood.
Including the piece of wood. Okay. But let's say you take it apart. I come to my destination and I take apart, I release this one, I release this one. I have now three pieces, the wood, this and this. The wood is tar, because the wood is a piece of wood. What about these two different containers? Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Shel Roichlim, with regard to the Roichlim, Shel Afanav Tamei, only the one in front is tummy. This box, v'shalachav tahara, because the one in the back is not really a clay kibble, it's just a counterbalance. But according to the Chachamim, who said Taneya, even when you take it apart, this is tummy and this is tummy.
And how about number three?
The part on top?
It says the whole thing is tummy.
Bukhari, that's also tummy. I don't know. Okay, let's read all this again because it's very confusing. This porter. Let's look at the Ikka Bafarsh. Maybe he adds an insight. Let's see. Maybe he adds some insight that we'll clarify. Shal Kasof and Tyra. The bottle on the bottom, Ikka Bafarsh, the bottle Unkali Lagabi Hamait. The Unkali is bottle to the moat. Shahu Ikar Hakli. Pshute Kli Kli Eitz. That's the previous case. That was the previous case. Okay, we know that already. Let's go to the Shal Roichlim Tame on the left side. Midyeish Lohem Beis Kibul Chashivi Heim Ikra Kli. Since, even though the top part would normally be tar, because Pshute Kli Eitz is tar, since attached to it is a Beis Kibul, Midyeish Lohem Beis Kibul Chashivi Heim Ikra Kli Ubotel Hamoit Lagabayu. The piece of wood becomes subordinate to the two kalim in the front and the back.
That's what the Tanakhama holds.
Everyone holds this. And let's see.
Tanakhama only. Mishorechlin Tamei. That's the Tanakh. Then Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay, let's see what it says. Let's see. It says Rabbi Yehesh Lachem Beis Kibul Chashivihim Ikrakli Ubatel Hamoit Legabayu Keitz Hamishamish Lematochos, like a piece of wood that is subordinate to a piece of metal. Okay, so let's chaz again the Rav first. The Rav Avia says the Unkeli Shel Kasaf. Back on the page 232. The Unkeli Shel Kasaf. The Unkeli Shel Kasaf means Eitz Aruch Kein Moit. That we know. Okay, that's picture 298.
This is this picture here.
No, we're doing now the. Okay. So fine. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. Eitz aruch ein mot. Shehakatof maniach al kesefa, the katof. The katof means the porter. He puts this beam on his shoulder. The toilebo shnei sakim, and he suspends in the two ends two sakim, echol lefonov yecholachol mecholav, b'shnei unkiloyo shel barzel, two hooks of barzel, hatechuvos that are inserted b'moit al shnei kitzesov. Okay, that was this case.
Right.
So tar, why is it tar? Even though it's metal, so we learn because the metal. What's the, when you have a combination of wood and metal? What's the ikur?
In this case, the ikur is the wood, right?
Now, I think the point over here is these things is not part of the utensil. These are just packages. It's not part of the. See, now I understand.
Part of the whole.
It's not part of the contraption
apparatus.
These are things that you. This is luggage. You have a car. You have a trunk. The luggage is not part of the car. It's something that you have to buy. It doesn't come with the car. When you buy a car, you never heard of a mice. You buy a car. You get free luggage. It says Honda on the luggage. BMW. There's no such thing. You buy it separately.
Right.
But in this Zach picture 298.
Right.
298. Look at the ropes. The ropes go through the piece of wood.
Right.
Look at the ropes. The ropes, they go through. It's not just a hook. This is what comes. The logo of this zach is imprinted upon the containers.
Right.
This is like a tank.
Right.
This is the tank,
this is the luggage.
It's part of no, it's part of the apparatus. It's part of the
This is the apparatus, but this isn't.
It's all one
all
unit.
Part of the
it's all comes part. In the package.
Uh-huh.
Batteries included.
Uh-huh.
It's all part of the package.
You don't have to buy them separately.
They buy separately. It's all included. Well, that's why the rope goes through the moat. That's why the rope goes through the moat. That's why the moat. It's all one package. Memelus, what's halacha? So let's see. Let's see if we see if a v'shel ma'echlem meichoy b'sam v'tarmukei nashim tamei b'nei sheish la beis kibul, because these two things are beis kibul. Both of these things, the whole apparatus is taught because it's not just a hook; it's a kli that's attached to it, and it has a base kibble. It has a base kibble. Okay, shel roichlim tamei b'nei sheish la kibble shel fun of tamei. He holds the box in front of his tamei. Lefi shahu mishtamish ba, because you use it. You are mishtamish ba.
Yeah, but if it's a whole apparatus, if it's one big apparatus, so why is it only the coin? Oh, that was according to the Tana Kamen, one big apparatus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not one big apparatus.
Well, let's see. There's a lot more that needs to be explained. Shalafan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, tamei. According to the Kamen, the whole thing, everything is tamei.
It's one apparatus.
One apparatus. Base kibble is a kli.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda,
it's not.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Only the kli in front is tamei. The kli in the back is not tamei. Shalafan of tamei. Lefi shu mishtamish bo, because you actually put things inside of it. Shalachar of tahara. She'ena mishtamish bo ela l'shmira. It's not used. You don't put merchandise in there. The only reason why you have the thing in the back is l'shmira. What's the name l'shmira? Shelo yipol hamasui me'acharav. That the burden.
It shouldn't fall.
Hamasui me'acharav. The ain halacha b'Yehuda. Now let's see the caption very quickly one more time. Here we have the unkeli shel roichlim shemeacharav. Here is the unkeli in the back. It's a clay kibble. Shabo. In that some haroichel masoy a burden kidei not to carry lahachbid
to weigh down,
right,
to counterbalance what's inside of it, ulaazen, and to weigh as mishkol hateva, the weight of the box, shemilufonim, that is in the front of the person's body. Therefore, it's not really primary, it's secondary. It's only there as a mechanism. Lechachomim, hareze kli kibul, it's like, so what? Doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, you put something inside of it to counterbalance what's inside, and meilu mekabel tumo. Rabbi Yehuda, no, ain't a clay kibble. It's not a clay kibble. It's not meant to be used as an ordinary clay kibble. You don't put something to store there. You only put something in there to counterbalance what's in front. Ain't a clay kibble. It's not meant to be mekabel tuma. Okay? I think you don't put anything inside altogether. I think what he means is as follows. You don't even put anything inside altogether.
The thing is, it weighs it down itself.
The weight of the kli itself is the weight. That's what he means. Klei kibbol, shaboy, samach, that's the front.
I think you do put stuff in it.
Unkli shol shom acharav, klei kibbol.
Shaboy, sam.
Harechel masoy.
Masoy.
As a burden, shabo in that some sets haruchel masoy kedei lahach, because maybe you do put. Okay, so it says, but it's not meant as a primary use. Okay, now the one in front,
right,
the uncle is shel reichlim shemelufanim teva shabo bak shabo some reichles marukulos his merchandise. The yeishla base kibble, it has a base kibble. By way he can be atzmakli kibble shemakabel tum, it's a base kibble. Now, kishamoit v'unkelim mechu, here's the very important caption. Kishamoit v'unkelim mechu barim, when they're attached, when this is attached and this is attached, here's the key mechu barim, hakol mekabel tumah. Everything is mekabel tumah when this is attached. Lechachamim b'bnei shnei klei hakibol, shalafana v'shalachar, the one in front, the one in the back. This is the ikar, and the nail, everything is tofel to this. So where's the machlekes?
Go ahead.
Machlekes in v'loy nechleku elo kishnis sparku. I separate that. Shabes a kibul shalafana mekabel tumah. Well, that's not called. That's like by kibul. Ubes a kibul shalachorav.
Lechav
gam to Rabbi Yehuda in mekabel tumah.
They don't talk about the might.
The might is not mekabel tumah when it's detached. It's pashut. When the might is detached, the might is not mekabel tumah. Should it creates?
How do you know what happens when it's attached? Maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not mekabel tumah.
No, because this is definitely mekabel tumah. That's exactly what he says in the caption. When it's attached, what's the ikar? What's the ikar? No, when it's attached, no. The ikar is still this.
Only from
one. The front one, according to Yehuda, mela, everything is mekabel tumah because of the front one, the back one, and the moat.
Yeah.
But what according to the Chachamim,
what did he say the moat is also?
Of course.
Rabbi Yehuda?
When it's attached?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
100%. Why? Because of the Klei Kibbul Shalafanav. The Klei Kibbul Shalafanav caused everything to become Mekabel Tumah. It's Pashut.
If you say so.
Pashut. Okay. We have to stop. This is the soccer game. This is the...
Great.
You see, they had in those days also, they had a...
We used to play this every Shabbos, no?
Yes, sir. What do you call this?
Yeah.
So look, it's in the Mishnah.
Where do you think they got it from?
They got it, you know why? Because they